Yeah, you couldn't make it up, could you? And, I think actually just come out of the press conference, and pretty much all the players were in a state of shock. But most of them are saying that they've never been in a tied game before.
The whole series, though, has really gone very well, especially the visit to Twickenham as well. So you actually got another weapon, if you like, to enticing teams over. There's, 10 left to go in the NFL that haven't been here?
Yeah, so I think with these two coming over, because this was the first game for both Washington and Cincinnati, we were 23 out of 32 teams, which is... If you told me that back in 2007, I would have found that very difficult to believe. So that's great. I think this year, having Twickenham added a lot of variety, added quite a little bit of extra workload behind the scenes. It's a little bit like moving house, but on a very large scale. But I think we've been really, really lucky to have had three close games as well. Sometimes you get lucky with the matchups. Sometimes you don't. This one was a good one.
So where do we go from here now? Because you've got the Tottenham Hotspur project on the horizon. Wembley's got three games next year. Are we likely to go back to Twickenham as well?
Yeah, we've got a deal with Twickenham to play a minimum of three games over a three-year period. So we will play at least one game at Twickenham. We're still trying to work out whether we're going to do three or four games. It got leaked today that New Orleans are playing Miami next year, so that's going to be one game that is confirmed. Probably take about 2 or 3 weeks, unless there are other leaks that come out, as to what the other matchups are. We still don't know yet internally whether it's going to be three or four games. I'm hoping to know fairly soon, and hopefully they're as good as this year.
Right about this time every year, I discuss this, the possibility of a franchise. It seems to have not been a subject that's been brought up very often during this series now. Is it still as strong as before?
I get asked about it all the time. I think it's more a case of, until such time as there's something substantive, I think it's difficult for people to keep... hearing my fairly bland answers to that question. I mean, reality is we've played 17 games now, and we know that we've got long-term stadium deals, so we've got certainty in terms of that. Whether we have a franchise or not is kind of dependent on a whole lot of things, most of which are out with my control and influence. This is still about, in the short term, putting great fan events out, putting games, sold out stadium, growing our fan base, working with Sky and BBC, trying to get the sport to be more popular on an ongoing basis. And New York seemed to be really, really happy with this year in particular. The league office have been really enthusiastic as to how things have gone. So we're in the good books still. We will have more games going forward. If and when we get a franchise, it's difficult to tell. I mean, the way I would look at it is, for 20 years, they were asking Los Angeles, will you ever get a franchise? And just when people were getting bored of asking the question, all of a sudden it came along. So what's this space?
And finally, the mayor, Sadiq Khan, mentioned this week about getting big events in London.
Yeah.
And he said there's no reason why we can't get the Super Bowl here.
Well, I love his ambition. I love somebody else pushing harder than we are for things. Mayor Khan came to the game at Twickenham, which was great for us. Came away, I think, very enthusiastic. I think we as a sport give unparalleled access and visibility to London and the UK back in the States, which is still the largest market. So it makes a lot of sense for us to be partnering. If he can lobby hard for the Super Bowl, then good luck, and I hope to be a part of it.